Let's talk about extending right to buy to housing association properties. Now, right to buy has been one of the most socially destructive policies of the last few decades. You went from a situation where people, regardless of means, could live in good quality housing, which was affordable. You've gone from there to where, because the good, in quotes, properties that were council housing were sold, it just pushes all of the people with less out into less desirable areas, and it's a sort of ghettoisation effect. It's a form of social cleansing that's dressed up as opportunity and equality, because, you know, it sounds good, doesn't it, to say, well, why can't we let people buy their houses affordably? And to do that, we'll sell them council housing at less than the market value. Well, obviously there's a few things that went wrong intentionally. There's the fact that the council houses weren't replaced once it was sold. And partly that's, even if the councils were entirely able to do that, you know, if you're getting less than the market value back for a house, it's going to be difficult to build a new house, isn't it? But it's not just that, it's just the incentives in government. We're all really, we're not about building more council houses. And for so many years, council houses haven't been built. You know, a very small number. And a lot were given to housing associations to run. Now, I'm not particularly arguing that letting people buy houses with a way to help them afford houses is a bad thing. There's a case for state-backed mortgages, for example, given at preferential interest rates to key workers, and that sort of thing is perfectly fine. Like, say, for example, you need more nurses or teachers in some super expensive bit of London. Clearly, they're not going to afford houses if they're competing with millionaires, and maybe they could afford a house if they're effectively paying base rate on their mortgage. You know, it might not help everyone, but it will help some people. So there's a good case for helping people buy. But you don't do that to sell off your social housing stock. You would do that to buy any house. You know, the state can help people buy without clearing our social housing stock. And as I mentioned earlier, this is a particularly bad thing to do. Because even if you replace social housing one for one, social housing that's sold, you are basically making sure that you're pushing the poor out onto the margins of towns, or maybe into areas where they have no choice but to, well, because the way the planning regulations are in this country, they have no choice but to drive everywhere because there's no local schools or shops or anything. They're just these vast estates in the middle of nowhere. There was a time, I think a third of people were living in council houses at one point. So it wasn't just all the people on the lowest incomes. It was a social leveller in that people mixed with people they wouldn't necessarily mix with. So there was no ghettoisation of the poor. I mean, there was to a certain extent, because obviously there were council estates and there were people who sort of looked rather snobbly down on them. It always has been. But the people in those estates were generally of a greater mix of backgrounds and professions. And social cohesion is improved. Whereas what you've got now is developers grudgingly building, I hesitate to say, affordable housing. And so housing associations effectively running estates where you really don't get many people who aren't on low incomes or no incomes. There's two things you can do. You can just not have a right to buy, or you can cut the discount, because why should there be a discount for people to buy a house? Cut the discount and apply right to buy to every house, from private landlords or social landlords, or maybe just apply it to private landlords. Because what's your argument for not doing that? That the taxpayer should constantly have to sell houses and rebuild houses, and that's fine, but private landlords who don't live in these houses, they're just investments, they should be exempt from losing the house that they've potentially managed for many years. Now, if you think that's socially unjust, then why should we, the people who own council houses collectively, why should we have to suffer from that. It's double standards. You know, the council is not some nebulous thing that isn't us. We are all the state, and we are all the council if we live in that local authority area, and these houses are our property. People who do right to buy and then let out their house make far more than the council ever made. This country has many problems, not just with social inequality, but also painting rental as some sort of thing to be ashamed of. Many other countries don't have this fetishization of house ownership, and you know, I'm aware I own a house, and that puts me in a in a position where people say, well, that's fine for you to say because you can afford one. But I've also rented many houses in my time. You know, I didn't buy very early on, and I could never afford it to buy if I hadn't bought with somebody else. And you get people now who might never afford to buy. So the solution there is to not sell off the property that they can afford to rent, but to maybe build more property that people can rent.